Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and call the order today. Final budget hearing and our regular school board meeting. We're going to open up with prayer and pledge led by Mr. Hayes and Mr. Petty. Stand, please.
Dear Father, we just give you thanks for the beautiful day you give us and your Father. Give thanks to each and every person in the families, be with our teachers, our staff, be with our kids, Father. Be with us when we go through this meeting. We ask in the same precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to go ahead and move right on into our final budget hearing. Item A, I need a motion to approve setting the final required local effort millage rate at 4.176. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr.
Second.
Hayes, second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, approves. I need a motion to approve setting the final discretionary operating millage rate at 0.748. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number C, I need a motion to approve setting the final discretionary local capital improvement millage rate at 1.50. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes,
second
by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, approve the resolution 17-03, which is ESE 524, and it includes all millage rates. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, I need a motion to approve the resolution 17-04 to adopt the final budget. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That will conclude our final budget hearing. So we're going to go ahead and move on to recognition and presentation. This evening, we have a presentation by, this can be presented to us from Miss Gracie Jacobs. She's with the Toller PTO. Gracie, if you would come on up, please, ma'am.
Can I pull this out?
Yes.
I don't know where y'all need to sit this, just where y'all can see it.
That would be fine, yes, ma'am.
Well, thanks for putting me on your agenda today. I'm just going to try to make this short and sweet. As you know, I'm president of the PTO down at Toller. We started this probably about 3 years ago, and we had a goal, and the goal is for a new playground. So we started walking through the playground, and these kids really need one. We started hearing about parents kind of, you know, hearing about their kids getting injured, and so we just started this plan on the playground, and I've got a couple things. Can I pass out to y'all real quick?
Sure.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And this is what I'll be going through with y'all.
Mr. Flower may not make it, so I'll give him mine.
I got one for him if I
can. Okay, just lay it by Mr. Petty there.
As on the front, as you see, and what's on the board here, this is what we have designed for the new playground for Toller. This is our dream. I got with Mr. Summers, and he kind of did a walkthrough with me, and my budget for this playground, I had no idea how much it was going to cost. I was down at the 30 and 40, and Mr. Davis said you need to dream big, so we did. So if you flip over, starting with your packet, you'll see a copy of it. We were hoping this was kind of going to be the final plan, but as I've got Ron here with Liz, he's the one who's out of Tallahassee who has designed this. He's actually working on a program for us for the national, to be national known.
Correct.
And I apologize, I brought him here so he could answer any of your questions with that. So we have to probably have to add another little piece of equipment to be able to be recognized nationally. What that does is it's going to bring us more money through the businesses. We're going to be able to be recognized. From what I understand, this is kind of like the Matt Daddy of the playground, so we did dream big with Mr. Summers. If you flip over, this is the letter that we have kind of sent out to some of the businesses, just to let you know that we kind of teamed up with a couple of people here. We teamed up with Winter, which is, you'll see her letter, is Panhandle Area Community Outreach. She's on board with us as far as writing grants and stuff. And what I'm coming to y'all is ask if y'all can partner up with us, maybe have a little bit of funds that you can throw my way, because the more funds that we show on the books and that we've partnered up with y'all, then we can be able to double that money in grants. Right now, as far as PTO, this is like our third year, and we got a little bit of money in the bank that we raised, but it's not enough to start doubling up with grants and stuff. If you flip over to our MacDaddy pricing, it's about $136,000. That doesn't mean we have to have a playground for $136,000. That's just a dream. But my goal, our goal as PTO and Tollers, we're going to have this summer 2018. And I'm just pretty much coming to y'all and asking, is there any way that y'all can help us? We're not asking for the whole amount. We're just asking for a little bit of help to show partnership.
We talked a little bit about the possibilities that we have. And Sheila and I talked some about it, too. And, you know, we kind of cross over on the...
I didn't even ask you, could I say anything?
Did you what?
I didn't even ask you, could I say anything? I'm okay.
This is your ball game. You're the boss.
I'm cross slam over in. But we did, Gracie came out and we sat down, and Sheila and I, and we talked about this kind of crosses over from a PTO project to a school day-to-day internal type thing. And we studied our budget very closely, and Sheila, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the best we could do is that we could give, what was it, Sheila, 10%, or was it up to
$10,000?
Up to $10,000, or 10% of the total amount raised by the PTO. And that would help them on their
grant writing.
And if, you know, if the board goes along with that, I think it's a go. We can do it. Like I say, it's not a use that's, you know, that's monthly or whatever. It's just an everyday safety concern. So it does show our good faith that we're helping with all the good things that you've done, Grace. So that would be our recommend. Not to exceed $10,000, up to 10,000, 10% of whatever they can raise, if that's okay with y'all.
We have a couple of things that's in motion now. If you look in the very back there, I believe there's a list of grants, and I had a copy here, but I got my papers mixed up. But that's some of the grants in the very, very back that Winter is going to work towards to try to help us out. But we just need to really come into y'all showing that we've got y'all's partnership so we can add that into our grants too, that y'all are on board with us with this. We're not here to bring any kind of negativity towards that this playground is bad. We're here to help is what we're doing. And I don't want y'all to misunderstand this.
Well, I think for an agenda item that would be on next meeting, we would need to put that on there to vote on that. But this is some really good information that'll help us.
Okay.
And I appreciate you putting all this together. I know you worked really hard on this.
It takes a team. It's not just me. We've got a bunch of volunteers that PTO's really grown. I don't know. I'm sure y'all heard about us, but we've grown. Mr. David, be prepared. You might get a call tomorrow because we got over 200 people coming to grandparents' meeting tomorrow.
Wow.
So we're busting out the seams down there, but we are trying to help Toller. We're not trying to hurt it at all. We're not trying to bring any negative whatsoever to it. We want to make Toller our best. That's where our kids go, and it's going to take y'all to help us. If y'all have any questions, Ron and Winter's there too, as far as like playground. I do want Ron, if we do move forward to this, he will be the one that was going to place the equipment on our grounds. I don't know how that's supposed to work, if you got a bid on it or whatever, but he is who I want because he has been right beside me the whole time, guiding me through all this. He's helped design this, so I don't know if that's an option. Or how do y'all do that as far as like when it comes down to the end, because I will have this next summer.
We'll have to get some advice on that from somebody.
Okay.
You know, more legal minded.
Okay. But just know that he's the man I want.
Okay.
All right, thank
you.
Well noted.
Thank you, Gracie. Thank you. Thank you, Gracie. Thank you.
All right, next up we have Mr. Greg Kelly coming up to have some discussion about the new high school schedule.
Good afternoon. I'm going to pass schedules out so everybody's got one handy. You don't need one. Okay. You got to memorize it. All right. Here also to give an update too. Wanted to let you know I was in contact today with Jeremy Fletcher, surveyor here locally. We're getting a proposal for him to start the survey work on the site over there. So I just wanted, anytime we get somebody local involved, I want to make sure you know so you can talk to them about it. So also we've made some site visits to different schools. We've been to Bonifay, we've been to Alpha. We went to Madison yesterday, so we're looking at everything. We should in earnest start designing next week. So that's kind of where we are with everything. What you have in front of you is the construction schedule. We've got the ad in the paper for construction managers. So I've had two contractors call me today already, so it's out there. They're aware of it, so we're moving forward. Proposals are due October 6th from the contractors. We'll kind of see what happens there. If we get three in, we'll do presentations to the board. If we get five or six or seven, we'll probably need to get together a committee and shortlist down to three and then do presentations to the board. So we'll see where we end up there with that. Anyway, I would anticipate presentations at a workshop around October 17th, and that's loose right now. So we can establish that date a little further down the road. That would allow us to have a groundbreaking October the 20th or 27th in there. That kind of sets up with schedules up in Tallahassee as far as the legislative delegation. Those are the two dates they gave us, so we're looking at those. After that, we'd have contract negotiations with the CM. 100% construction documents are due January 24th, 2018. We'll have some owner review there, and then the CEM construction manager starts bidding. This is when he bids everything. Starting March the 2nd, he'll bid for 30 days there. So, there. Then he would have his GMP ready to submit to the board April the 9th. April the 10th is regular board meeting date. You may or may not want to do it on that date. That's a lot to take in on a regular board meeting night. But again, as we get closer, we can firm that up and figure out where we want it. That would then giving a little time for negotiation, making sure they got everything in order. That'd give us a May 1st, 2018 notice to proceed. 14 months for construction takes us to June the 25th, 2019. 14 months. I've talked to a couple of contractors, and they think that's a fair amount of time for this size project. So we would finish the end of June. That's when that's when the teachers could start occupying the school. Then we'd have final completion July the 25th, with an anticipated school starting date of August the 9th, somewhere around the 1st of August there. So this is kind of the schedule we worked up here. Like I said, the ad's in the paper. We'll be going forward here. Any questions at this time?
What did you say GMP stood for?
Guaranteed maximum price. Okay. We want to make sure they come to you not with a partial guarantee, but with everything at one time. So that's everything. Yeah, we aren't going to do any kind of partial pricing here. We want everything at one time.
I don't have any questions. I already asked you all my questions.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. I have been excited since the hospital days.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.
Greg,
Kelly.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate all you do. Thank you.
All right. At this time, we're ready for public comments. If anybody have, we didn't have anybody sign in. Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to item number 5. I need a motion to approve the June 8th, 2017 workshop, the July 20th, 2017 special board meeting, July 31st, 2017 special board meeting, the August 4th, 2017 emergency workshop and emergency board meeting, and the August 10th, 2017 regular board meeting, and all minutes are filed under the board meeting date. To have a motion to approve those meetings and workshops. Motion by Mr. Hayes.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's see. Item number six, we have the superintendent's monthly report. Mr. Summers, do you have anything to give us this evening?
Just a couple things. One is on your screen there. We need two representatives. One to serve as the legislative committee representative and one as their alternate. So I would ask that we, on the board there, that we choose a legislative committee representative and an alternate.
Make a motion, Roger, you ready?
Motion was made by Mr. Hayes, seconded by Mr. Petty for Roger Reddick to be our legislative committee.
That'll show him.
Member.
And an alternate as well, just in case.
Okay.
I make a nomination of Daryl Hayes.
I second.
Mr. Doobie was nominated for the alternate.
I'll try if I get elected, but I'm pretty good at that. I'll try.
You want to move on, Tina?
Correspondence.
Move on.
Is that all you have?
No, I got a couple things. One, obviously, we've been getting ready for the hurricane, and we're all praying that it stays out to the east, further the better. Talked with Rhonda today. We'll be meeting Saturday afternoon to make the final call. But she said, and I think everybody else is saying, that if it continues to go this route, that likely there won't be any closures or anything. What's that, Dad?
Just before I got here, I was watching that. They shifted a little bit to the west now.
We're not sure. Yeah, right.
So we don't know.
Right. And of course, with school closures, we don't initiate that. That comes through emergency management. So we'll get the word out. You know, I'd love for us to know something tomorrow, obviously.
Yeah.
But it could be that it is a Saturday afternoon. And we'll have all of everything ready to go just in case we have to get the word out.
We've got our automated system up and running. So.
Okay. Been talking to the county commissioners, and y'all been, I think Mary called all y'all as far as setting our next joint workshop for the 14th. Right, Mary? The 14th at 5 o'clock. We'll meet here in our boardroom. We'll let them come to our house this time. And so we'll hopefully get a little further down the road. We thought we had the perfect spot there at the between the Ace Hardware and the Sheriff's Office during our committee meeting that we met. Everybody felt great about it, library people and all. And there's a little kickback on that now, so that'll come up, I'm sure, in the workshop.
Is there an alternate date for that?
Alternate date? We didn't have an alternate date.
Okay.
I know that's ahead. Anytime you pick a date, it's risky.
If it's on that day, I will not be here. I have to be in Santa Rosa Beach with my dad. So,
right.
I mean, I'm just one person, but.
Yeah, Tina, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So 5 o'clock on the 14th here in this room. Mr. Patrick Bell, our lobbyist, I just want to give you an idea of what he's working on right now for us. We met in my office, and we boiled down the needs that we have as a district, things that he could be working on as we approach the next session. One was to refund some of our library relocation money with a new school. There's a good possibility, I think we're looking at up to $50,000 that we can get it, and he's working on all the paperwork for us and will help us there. The air conditioning system at the high school, eventually, you know, we'll need those facilities for a new purpose, and that's $380,000 that he's going to be working with us, try to help us there. The parking, the pickup and all down at Toller, you know, we've had complaints through the years about, you know, not enough, the line's not long enough, cars out on the highway, blocking that back street. $129,000 for that, a redesign on that. And finally, the bus barn addition. Really, our whole bus barn setup needs to be changed. We're fast approaching the day that it's going to be a safety hazard and everything else. Where he is right now, a little over $300,000. So he calls me about once a week, gives me an update, so we're going to push him and get our money's worth from him. And I believe that's all I got to cover.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item number 7, additions and corrections to the agenda. The only item, we have a correction, and it's to item L under personnel consent items, is to delete the 3 homebound teachers on the list. That will be added to next month's list. So that would be the only correction on the agenda. So moving on to item 8, I would need a motion to approve the agenda with that one correction. Motion by Mr. Hayes. Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, approve the principal's report, budget amendments. Do we have budget amendments? We didn't have any, so we won't have any of those. So approve the principal's report, financial statements, and bills and payroll for August 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on down to item B, request permission to advertise in the Calhoun Liberty Journal for 30 days for a general contractor for the construction of the new high school. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the construction management method as the delivery method for the new high school. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, approve the annual financial report and internal account audit for 2016-17. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, approve the disposition of property report for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, approve the 5-year plan. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? Ms. Sheila, will you explain exactly, you don't have to go into great detail, but just what that work plan is, what it means.
It's a projection of 5 years out, current year and for years consecutive. And it's just a formality we have to do each year to DOE.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, approve the revised list of out-of-field teachers for the Liberty County School Board for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
May I say something? I think I forgot to give Mary the most revised copy of that, so I'll need to update that. The one you see in red on your list, that has been resolved. And I had one teacher marked an outfield status that was not outfield at Tolbert.
So should we table this? If it's the one we have is not correct?
Could it? Okay, does it need, does it have to go in state mandate now, or?
Can we just note on the attachment the changes?
Can we, I don't see why we couldn't, but.
Yeah, so we would just need to amend the motion, or change the motion to show.
Correction to the attachment.
Yes, with correction to the attachment.
Can they, you might show the.
Yes.
You haven't got one? Okay. It's Jennifer Hudgens.
Was in red on the list. And she does stand out on temporary. And then we had, I have this in female. It was just a back on my arm. I marked her out. She's got these engineering glasses.
Okay.
Okay.
So did y'all get those two corrections?
Jay, good.
Yes.
Y'all were able to see it? Okay.
Read them out loud for the record, please.
Okay. So, approve the revised list of out-of-field teachers for the Liberty County School Board for the 2017-2018 school year with the correction of Jennifer Hudgens, and Stacy Vowell. And we had a motion by Mr.
Flowers,
and a second by Mr. Petty. And do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, approve the updated substitute teacher list for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
We're always looking for good qualified substitute teachers if y'all hear about anybody. So my way.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, approve the recommendation for Becky Schuler to be paid as long-term substitute for Cindy Osterberg at Liberty County High School effective August 2nd through November 3rd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, approve the recommendation for Amanda Jansen to be paid as long-term substitute for Samantha May at W.R. Toller K-8 School effective September 21st through November 3rd, 2017. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item K, approve the attached list of the 21st Century CCLC employees for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item L, approve the personnel consent items from the September 7th, 2017 with the table attached, but we are deleting the three homebound teachers that will be added to the October meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Madam,
yes.
Chair, can I take a quick time out for something?
Sure.
I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone tonight. I'd like to go to the county commission meeting tonight for a reason. I had a family approach me about the library property, and I want to make the same presentation to them that I do to us. I'm not through. They start at 6.
Yeah.
Can I just pass out and let y'all just for your, not for any action, but just if I can have permission to maybe cut out a little early?
Sure.
If it's okay, we off. Y'all want me to tell them?
You're just
going to
pass it out
when
you
got to
go?
No, I'll talk about it. Okay. I got a call. I've kind of kept this under wraps. Anytime you get, there's an opportunity to buy land in Liberty County at a good deal, somebody else will want it. But anyway, I've got approached by the Schuler family about a parcel that's right here.
Right.
And so I've been dealing with Summer and the daughter of Miss Patsy. And so one of the things was they're interested in selling. So I talked with them. They kind of got me involved. I began to talk with them about it. If you look at the bottom of that, it has a on the property appraiser's website about 22.2. It's worth a lot more.
Yeah.
It's almost 3 acres. And they are willing to sell that to the county. Of course, the county needs to buy it. Is my opinion, is that kind of what I'm understanding when we met?
Yes.
If we're going to pay for the move, they need to pay for the property. It's going to be their property.
Right.
To me, this does a couple things. And this is just an idea. This is just one option. Because I know and some of y'all may even have research and have a better option. It meets two requirements, two needs that we talk about. Number one, close proximity to the high school. It would literally be right across the street from the new high school. And then the second thing is still on the Maxwell Herald Parkway. I think it's a steal. The price they told me was, in talking to Summerand, she said, look, I don't know what it's worth. I did some research. She said she does research on some comps, some you know, land that's sold around this area, there really is none. She said $25,000. Can we just start there? And so that was a starting price. Somebody could subdivide that up and probably put houses there. I don't know what the comp plan looks like. I'm sure there's a comp plan that might affect that. But for me, it's kind of a win-win. It's a very small price to pay for a very good cause. And I think the county should have some. They need to jump on this. I think it's a great thing. So let me just put a little perspective on it. Our church had an opportunity to buy the Bob Parrish property just south of the church. It's an acre and a half, and we paid twice for that. And it's got a building, it's got a commercial septic tank. That septic tank costs probably $15,000. And it's got a pole barn building, insulated. So there is a structure on that. But anytime you got an opportunity to get land around school, I think this is win-win for the county, but also for us as well.
It's a great idea. I know we did briefly talk about
it came up one time.
And it was a matter of it had to be purchased regardless if it was $5,000 or $50,000. That's where nobody was kind of like, because we don't have that.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like,
I don't think we should, if we're paying $100,000 to move it,
right.
they can surely pay $25,000 to put it on.
Right.
I think it's fair.
It may exceed that $100,000, Kyle, too.
Right, exactly.
When you talk to them, it may very well go over that.
That's right. But what I would like to do, I talked to Mr. Johnson about it, County Commissioner Johnson. So what I'd like to do is go pass these out to them, not asking for them to take action unless they want to tonight. Obviously, it's going to be their decision. We want to work with them and feel good about it as well. Because, you know, we want to make our constituents happy where it lands up as well. But as far as the main purchase, I think this would be a win-win. But at least maybe if I could let them know tonight, and then if we can meet next Thursday, maybe that will give them some opportunity to talk about it tonight while they're all together in session. And then maybe next Thursday, hopefully they'll chew on it and make a commitment.
That's great. I'm glad you had contact with them.
They're in their budget meetings now, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why I wanted to try to be there by 6. So, Madam Chair, can I be excused?
Yes, please.
I'll zip on up there.
I'll probably see you there in a little while.
Good luck to you.
Okay, moving on to item number 10, finance action items. We need to make a motion to approve the budget for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B under finance action items, approve the Carl D. Perkins Career Technical Education DJJ grant for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the Carl D. Perkins Career Technical Education Secondary Grant for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, approve the Carl D. Perkins Career Technical Education Sparsely Populated Grant for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, approve the revised contract between Liberty County School District and Simmons Consulting, LLC, for the 21st CC evaluation services. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Sir.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and Donna
Spirica.
Thank you. Donna Spirica to provide school and teacher support for the science and other areas or topics as requested by the district for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and Twin Oaks Juvenile Development, Inc. for the 2017-2018 school year.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, approve the addendum to the TCC articulation agreement for the 2017-2018 school year. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, please approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and the Liberty Arts Council contract with the 21st Century CCLC for the 2017-2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? I thought, please, in that one. Any other discussion?
Typo.
All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and the Liberty County Sheriff's Office with the 21st CCLC for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item K, approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and Mercedes-Benz Financial Services USA LLC to purchase two buses. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item L, approve the contract with Carolyn Mendoza for written and oral translation services, which is ELL, for the 2017-2018 school year at $15 per hour, not to exceed 5 hours per week, for up to a total of 20 hours. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item M, approve the contract with Cynthia Mendez for written and oral translation services for the 2017-2018 school year at $15 per hour, not to exceed 5 hours per week, for up to a total of 20 hours. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 11, any board policy items that we have tonight? Anybody? Any policy items?
Can we go back? I got a question on one.
Which one?
Yep. The contract with
Donna.
Whatever her name was.
Donna Spirica.
Spirica. I practiced that and still couldn't.
Spirica?
Yes.
Are you looking at that guy?
Yeah.
How many days are we going? How many days is she going to work?
She will work 11 days.
11 days? Okay. I just didn't understand in this contract if we're going to pay her that much a day for every day of the week.
No.
I wasn't. Okay. 11 days for the whole school year.
Yes.
Usually we do put a not to exceed on there.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't worry, there's no money past that point. So it's a done deal.
Okay, and I just didn't see that. I knew we usually put that on there, but I didn't see it.
No.
Do you have any other board member policy items or any board member items?
Concerns?
Concerns, anything?
I got one.
Okay.
And I had a question. I think there's some problem faced with this question this week too. With the storm brewing out there, and you know, if it come right up here, it would be the perfect storm for this situation, which we're not going to encounter, I hope, this time or ever. But it being the first pay roll for staff, teachers, and a lot of staff, some of our teachers and employees, if we had to evacuate and don't have the money to fill their car up with gas and leave the area, you know, if they had to go to Dothan, Alabama to stay, they couldn't afford to do it. So they get paid Wednesday. I say Wednesday, Tuesday night at midnight, and I come and talk to Sheila, and we talk to Katie, and I know it's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff that's got to be done to make that happen. But we should have some kind of contingency plan that in the event of emergency like this, we can go ahead and pay our staff, and it not hurt us, and it would help them, because to me, when the governor signs a declaration for putting us in an emergency status, then you can do things that you normally wouldn't do. But when you under the gun in a situation like that, if that storm does come that way, this way, and tears everything up here, and there's no power for us to drop the money into the account or send it to the bank, and then the bank process it, you know, and power was out for 2 weeks, which I pray it don't happen like that, them people still wouldn't be able to get their money.
So. Do we have a plan for emergency situations like that?
What we can do, though, to understand your point on it, is that we'll contact some surrounding districts and see if they have such a plan as that for those special situations.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is the perfect storm.
No, we'll see if we can see one. We can see one we could base something on.
Well, everything's done electronically these days, so a lot of people think that, oh, well, it's done electronically so it can happen fast, but there's so much preparation that you have to do for it. Somebody's not just sitting there waiting to push a button.
Right,
you know?
It would be a monster of a thing to take on.
And, you know, we talked about several different scenarios yesterday on things that could happen and how long it would take to happen. Of course, Katie over there, you know, she's trying to get everything
right
and put as fast as she can. This first payroll cycle is
it's always worth
insurance and deductions and everything else. So that's pretty tough on, and you got to make everything balance out. Mm-hmm. That should be something that we could do for our staff, that if we couldn't, that we could get them access to some money before, even if we had to back up and, you know, take care of business after the fact. I worked for a state for 27 years, and we done stuff like that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I remember working when I was working for the state one time, there was something where they ended up paying us early for a reason. I don't remember what it was, but I know that Katie's one person.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a whole building full of people
that
do that. So, but it was the whole state. It wasn't just one agency. So, anyway, I understand what you're saying.
I just like for us to look and research and try to come up with a plan that if this does happen again,
that we're able to quickly say
that we're able to do it, and it, you know, not be at the Congress that all we got to do is say, yeah, it looks like it's going to happen. Superintendent can say, send them out, you know. And of course, I think the board would probably have to approve that action. I don't know, but
like a special.
I think that we all be on board on that to help our employees and staff. So.
Well, in the event, I guess, if the governor did do what he did this time, that would maybe trigger something in the policy if we develop one.
I would want that in there, that the governor.
It would have to be the governor saying it's a state of emergency.
You know, making that declaration to our county or to the whole, like you did this time, the whole state. So, but that was one thing. And another thing, I personally want to thank our Tobler PTO. The school grounds is looking great down there. They put a lot of time. You know what they say, the first impression is the last impression. It's looking good. I appreciate everything y'all doing down there, so keep it up. Other than that, I know I'm forgetting something, but I'll let y'all have to start making you a list.
Y'all don't forget about the Doobie and Gerald now have a roof over their heads.
Yeah, and thanks. They went out. Y'all bought that with your own money, didn't you? And then we had our softball booster, Jennifer, and our football boosters go together and say they're going to buy it back from them. So at school, it'll be for the school to have.
Well, they bought it for $200. They want $400 for it. That's my problem. No, I'm just kidding.
That's the booster.
Well needed, guys.
That has nothing to do with school board. That's booster club.
We looked at a pole barn, you know, about getting a pole barn. Right. And they said, as a matter of fact, the guy said he'd build it, and, you know, not charge us just for the material. But then if we ever decide to move to the new facility, you know, down closer, he could probably do it. So he said he'd recommend a carport. So
well, that was perfect.
We got to run into one. And it's all wired up too, with lights and all that.
I saw the May of it, the Paramore today, and she was telling me all about it. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's nice to have. I sat in the rain Friday night, but that was okay. I wasn't going out to my car because I knew as soon as I did, it would just quit raining. So thank y'all for getting that. I know y'all need that cooking because people still eat even when it's raining.
One thing real quick, Kathy Brown just made a call to us and said that you know, she's going to poll all of the rest of the commissioners that she couldn't get up with at their meeting today. And if there was a change in that date that we've already kind of tentatively set, she would notify me immediately, and we'll notify y'all.
Okay.
And we'll put it on our website just in case it changes. That's it.
Okay. Does anybody have anything else for members? Okay, I need a motion to adjourn. Motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Flowers. Meeting is adjourned.